This week's mailbag comes to us from Brittany. Dear Lisa, thank you for the new coffee talk format in your podcast and the book reviews. I am one of those people that absolutely hates social media. I can never find what I want to see, even after I dropped all of it, except for my family and closest friends. I can't understand the stories or what the difference is between that and a post. I'm not that old. I'm 50, and I'm pretty tech savvy. But I listen to the podcast all day long, and finally I can keep up with you through that medium. Thank you so much for being intuitive and aware of our different learning and listening styles. You rock. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Today, I am super excited to bring an interview to you with my friend, Rory Vaden. He is the author of the books, Take the Stairs and Procrastinate on Purpose. You could see my YouTube review of those books by following the link inside of the show notes. I have been in Rory Vaden's Brand Builders course this year, and I have been shoring up all the holes that we had inside of Organized 365 as we get ready for whatever is going to come our way in 2021. We're super excited to be growing and helping you and the people that you will refer to Organize 365 in the future. So get ready for this great interview with Rory, all about how we look at our time, just how do we multiply time, and how do we really do what is important and urgent, but mostly what has ultimate significance in our lives. Rory, thank you so much for coming on the Organize 365 podcast.
Organize 365. Or if you're the case of Rory Vaden's office, it's semi-organized, 316, disorganized, the other 45.
Well, you have little babies, whatever. So you may not know, but what I say on my podcast all the time is that if you have children under the age of 5, the first thing you're supposed to do is take a nap.
Nice. I like it. Yep. Deal. See? I love your strategies.
So
it's so good to be here. You know how much I respect you and admire you and appreciate being your colleague and your friend and a mutual advisor, I guess, in some regards to your business. And I just admire your audience and everything you've done and stand for. And yeah, so it's great.
Well, thanks, Rory. See, if you stalk someone long enough, you become their friend. This is what happens.
There it is. There it is.
So I have reviewed your books, Take the Stairs and Procrastinate on Purpose, on my YouTube channel. I've talked about you on the podcast before. I just love the way that you look at time and prioritization, and we're going to kind of dive into that. I first became aware of you because I was in direct selling, and I was a leader in multiple direct sales companies, and I know you have a heart and a passion and a story about direct sales too. Do you want to share that as we get started?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was raised in direct sales. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was raised by a single mom who sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. So I learned all about the principles of success from the time I was a little kid from a bunch of women, right? Time management, goals, and positive, you know, mental attitude. And it also means I know more about makeup than I do about cars, which is a true story. And then when I was in college, I worked in a direct sales company. One of the oldest ones. And I was the number one recruiter and leader in the history of the company over the course of 5 years, and made about $250,000 while I was in college. And that was a big part of how I launched my personal brand as a speaker, author, researcher, and, you know, just someone studying influence and, you know, including influencing ourselves through self-discipline, which would be the subject of the Take the Stairs book, and then influencing our time and the use of our time through Procrastinating on Purpose, which was the second book.
Yes. And what I find so interesting in direct sales, and a lot of successful people have some kind of a root in direct sales in the beginning. And I think it is because it really is a journey in self-development, just like entrepreneurship is. Mm-hmm. But also you have the support of at least that community, that team that you're on, but it's a volunteer team. Like as you become a leader, you're like, oh, like, okay, they can earn a commission, but they can also not. Like, uh-huh. like they work for you, but they don't work for you. So everything is, you learn a lot about yourself, but if you're a good leader, you learn how to find out what motivates other people and help them achieve their goals versus quoting what your goal is and then moving everyone on your vision. Like all the people I know that are successful in direct sales have to learn to put themselves last and think about their team first and figure out what their team wants and their customers want and help them achieve their goal. And then in doing so, they achieve their own. But that's usually not how direct sales is really marketed. But I found that that really is kind of the ticket.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a principle of leadership in general, and not only just leadership, but if you look at the Take the Stairs book is a study of the psychology of self-discipline, right? I mentioned right. influencing self, right? So how do you get yourself to do things you don't want to do, i.e. take the stairs, which is where the metaphor of the book comes from. And, you know, we talk about seven different pillars, what we call the seven principles of how the most successful people think that enables them to choose the disciplined path when most people wouldn't. And one of them is called the paradox principle of sacrifice. And what we learn in that is people always think, well, I struggle from a lack of discipline, or this person on my team or in my family, they struggle with a lack of discipline. But in almost every instance, we find that it's not that people struggle from a lack of discipline as they do from a lack of vision. They don't have a clear enough picture of what they want in their life or a clear enough path for how to get there, or they just don't spend enough time thinking about it. They might have it, but it's, you know, tucked away in a drawer somewhere. And the amount of our endurance is directly proportionate to the clarity of our vision. So when we have a crystal clear vision of what we want, then our self-discipline engages automatically. You don't have to motivate somebody. It's like when you help them get clear on this thing that they want more than anything else, their discipline engages. The brain moves and causes them to go and forward in that direction. And so whether you're a leader in corporate world or in a direct sales company, or you're a mom trying to motivate your kids, the sooner you can have a conversation about what the other person wants and get them clear on what they want, the sooner you will see an increase in their daily performance.
And I think too, especially for our audience that is listening and they're thinking about their homes and getting their homes organized, it's not like we don't have a picture of what we want. Like we want the magazine image, we want the Pinterest image, we want our house to look like a model home at all times.
Sure.
And then we realize that that is not attainable. And so it becomes changing that image to one that is attainable, and at the same time, recognizing that you are capable of achieving that goal. So I think we make the goal so perfect and so lauded that we can't even get there. And part of what I find that the people who achieve success in Organize 365 and end up getting organized is, one, they reduce their expectation of what that future vision is, but they also believe that that future vision is attainable. So it's knowing what the vision is and then believing that you are capable and worthy and equipped to actually achieve that goal.
Yeah. I mean, the number one cause of all procrastination, which is really, you know, if the Take the Stairs book is about self-discipline is the answer, the question is procrastination. The problem is procrastination.
Yep.
And psychologists say the number one cause of procrastination is self-criticism. It's related to perfectionism, like that it won't, you know, I can't get it perfect, so why should I start? Or I'm overwhelmed about the idea. So perfection is the enemy of progress. Part of what we talk about in Procrastinate on Purpose, we call the permission of the imperfect. The permission of imperfect is an emotional decision that every person has to make in their life, whether it's organizing your home, organizing your finances, launching a business, is you have to realize that success for all of us is messy. It's a messy process to get organized. Like, it takes work to kind of blow up the existing way of doing things and get in there and reorganize. And as you embrace the idea that, okay, if I never get to perfect, I just want to take, I want to make progress. And that is the thing that it's all about, is steady, consistent progress towards a clear picture of what you want in your life.
Absolutely. And we quote progress over perfection like every other podcast. So our audience is very familiar with that. When we talk about that book, Procrastinate on Purpose, which I know you wanted to give a different name, but I love that name, Procrastinate on Purpose, because it is exactly what the Sunday Basket does. We'll talk about that in a minute. But before we get to that, I want to talk about how you took Stephen Covey's work of the urgent and the important, and you added in a different layer of significance. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah. And what I would say is, you know, we identified something else. So Dr. Covey in 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you know, was written in 1989, he sold 25 million plus copies, and it changed the world. And one of the things he did was he taught us that not all tasks are created equal. So basically, early time management strategy, what we call era one thinking, is all about efficiency. It's the idea of doing things faster. And that's a good strategy. Like, it's speed is good. There's nothing, all things being equal, faster is better. But speed as the primary strategy ultimately has a point of diminishing returns, which is that no matter how fast you move today, there's always going to be more to do than you can ever get to. So there's a perpetual stream of things showing up. Well, Dr. Covey in 1989 gives us the time management matrix, which is a way to score our tasks based on the y-axis, which is importance, and the x-axis, which is urgency. And so he basically introduces the era that we now refer to as era two time management thinking, or two-dimensional thinking, because it's x and y, and we all call it prioritizing. And basically, through scoring our tasks, Dr. Covey said, to focus first on what matters most. So in other words, not just crank through a to-do list, but you might say, hey, item number 7 really should be bumped up to number 1. And that is super valuable. And prioritizing is also as valuable a skill today as ever before. But what we noticed in recent years is there's a new type of thinker that has emerged, somebody that we refer to as a multiplier. And the problem, or the limitation of prioritizing, is that even though it helps you focus first on what matters most, there is nothing inherently about prioritizing that creates more time. Prioritizing, in fact, is more like borrowing time. It's borrowing time from one activity to spend on another. And we never really set out to write the Procrastinate on Purpose book. I really set out, like all of my writing really, is to solve a problem I have in my own life. And then I needed more time. And prioritizing doesn't create more time. It's right. Just shuffling things. And so we went on this journey, and we're studying for about 4 years, profiling all these ultra performers, these top 1%ers. And we realized that they make a third calculation, which most of us don't know of. In fact, they didn't even know it, because it was subconscious. If you were looking at going back to high school algebra, if you were looking at an XY axis, this would be the Z axis. It would turn a square into a cube. It's a third dimension, which we call the significance calculation. And the significance calculation changes everything, because while importance is how much does something matter, urgency is how soon does something matter. But significance is different. Significance is how long is this going to matter? And as that applies to our time, what the significance calculation changes in our behavior is that instead of waking up and saying, what's the most important thing I have to do today? That's not how multipliers actually think. They don't ask themselves, what's the most important thing I can do today? They ask themselves, what are the things I can do right now that create more time in the future. So we now call this era three thinking or era three time management. And it was also the subject of my TED talk. My TED talk was called How to Multiply Time, which went viral. My book on the same subject is called Procrastinate on Purpose. It did not go viral. it's a great book, but we should have called it How to Multiply Time. We think it would have sold better. But anyways, it leads us to a discovery that we published about how it is possible to multiply time, how it is literally possible to create more time. And, you know, people struggle with this, Lisa, because we always hear time's the one thing you can never create more of. You know, the one thing that is the same, you know, for all of us is time. Like, you can't get time back, right? And in some regards, that's true, but it's really not, because there's nothing you can do to create more time inside of a given day, right? I can't teach you how to have more hours inside of one day. We all have the same 24 hours, which is 1440 minutes or 86,400 seconds. But that's exactly the problem. Most of us view time through a window of one day. When you make the significance calculation, you break free of that paradigm. And instead of thinking about today, you're thinking about tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And so anyways, that's a long way to arrive at what I will teach you right now in one sentence, how it is literally possible to multiply time. So if you haven't been listening thus far, pay attention right now, because I'm going to boil it down in one sentence. And you know, if you don't like to read books, you know, the whole Procrastinating on Purpose book can be summarized in one sentence, as can the TED Talk. And this is it. You multiply time by giving yourself the emotional permission to spend time on things today that create more time tomorrow. You multiply time by giving yourself the emotional permission to spend time on things today that create more time tomorrow. So while there's nothing I can do to create more time inside of one day, there are lots of things I can do today that if I do them right now, although they will cost me time, like a Sunday basket. It's a perfect illustration. Creating a Sunday basket takes time. Like, it doesn't just happen. It takes time. And everyone goes, well, I'm not going to buy a Sunday basket because I don't have time to do it. Well, that's the wrong way of thinking. Maybe not wrong, but I'll say that's the limited way of thinking. That is operating in a pervasive sense of urgency. You will never have extra time until you take the time to do things that set up systems and processes that create more time tomorrow, which is what organization is all about. And ironically, I think this is the first organization podcast I've ever really been on. But organization is one of the primary ways to multiply time.
Yeah, it always gives you more time. And so your book, Procrastinate on Purpose, came out in 2015. I think I got it the week it came out because I had been following you and I'm a productivity nut. And I know I was listening to it on Audible because it could not speed it up fast enough. And I was like, how do I take the test? How do I find out if I'm a multiplier? I hope I'm a multiplier. I think I'm a multiplier. How do I find out if I'm a multiplier? And then finally you gave us the test and I took it and shocker, I am a multiplier. But what I loved about Procrastinate on Purpose was you were able to articulate exactly how I prioritize, exactly how I think. And the entire Organize 365 business has been grown on this idea that time is not limited. You can get more time. And the way you get more time is by organizing. And after you organize and you have more time than you know what to do with, then I take that time and I help you plan it for your own vision to do what you are uniquely created to do. And Rory, we have hundreds of women whose houses are not perfect, but they are totally organized. And they are sitting on 10, 20, 30, 40 hours a week, every week. That used to be, they don't know where it used to go, but they have it now. And they're pouring it into businesses that they're starting and books they are writing and foundations that they're a part of and volunteering that they're doing and caring for their children or their grandchildren or homeschooling. Like, it is amazing what they are doing with this time that they never thought they could get. And it is because I naturally add in the significance to everything. And so all of our products have this significance factor built in. So I teach you, yes, there is important and there is urgent, but I'm also always lining you up in the podcast and everything to like, okay, but when the Sunday basket is done, you'll get 5 hours every week. If you take that and pour that in the 100-day program, you'll end up with another 5 hours every week. So you'll have 10 hours every week. If you then ditch your filing cabinet, so you're never looking for paper again, you're going to add another 2 or 3 hours. By the time you're done, you've got a solid 12 to 15 hours a week, every week, like ad infinitum, until you hit the next rocky phase of life where you have to redo this again. Like, you could go a good 10, 15, 20 year stretch before you get hit by an unexpected event that's going to make you change phases of life and need to reorganize again. It is an exponential amount of time that you get from getting organized.
Yeah, it's interesting you use the word exponential. So to me, you know, when we teach how to multiply time, what the book is really about once you get to there is something called the focus funnel, which are the 5 ways to then apply this concept to create more time. And the second part of the focus funnel is called automate, which is where organizing, at least in my mind, I would sit organizing as a subsection of. And the way that automate works is automation is to your time exactly what compounding interest mm-hmm. is to your money. So just like none of us have extra money laying around to invest, we find that money by foregoing or making a sacrifice of a vacation or a new car or a house or a TV. And we, instead of using that money to consume, we use that money to invest. This is very similar to setting up a Sunday basket or whatever, is going, I'm going to forego doing something else and invest this time into creating a process, into creating a system. And anytime you create a process today, it saves you time tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But not only tomorrow, it's forever. It's the next day and the next day. It's a concept that we call ROTI, return on time invested. And so just like you invest that money once, and just how compounding interest takes money and it turns it into more money, automation, or you could say organizing, takes time, and it turns that first investment of time into more time. Every day or week thereafter, you will have time that would not have otherwise been available to you because you gave yourself, with automate, it's called the permission to invest. The permission to invest the time and the money, because automation is to your time what compounding interest is to your money. Organizing is a perfect illustration of that.
Yes. And if you are like, okay, I understand the Sunday basket, I would like, you know, read more books. Rory, I'm always quoting Laura Vanderkam. I just love her books and how she thinks about time management. If you like Organize 365 and you've liked Laura Vanderkam, you are going to like Rory Vaden's books as well, because they're along that same investment idea, like invest in good habits, invest in your self-discipline, invest in how you think about your time and how you use your time, and it will give you back exponential rewards in the future. And then also what I love is when I read your filter in the back, this filter that you have everybody put all of their ideas through, the focus funnel.
The focus funnel.
The focus funnel, yeah, which I also reviewed inside of the YouTube video. It is exactly what we do inside of the physical Sunday basket. It is just a mental doing of what we do inside of the physical Sunday basket. So if you're like, oh, how could I make my Sunday basket 10, 20, 50% better? You may resonate with how Rory explains that focus funnel, because that is exactly what you're doing inside of the Sunday basket as well. Rory, yeah, I know you have to go, because I could talk to you for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, this year, you'll be listening to this in 2021, but in 2020, Rory, I think I spent, I don't know, how many hours did we spend together in 2020? Like
a lot.
50, 60 hours, like lots of hours together. Yeah. How do you get to spend this much time with Rory Vaden? They would like to know. How would they? I will be having a podcast episode. I'm going to be on the Brand Builders podcast, where you can hear about my experience working with Rory and their team. But that was my big investment of 2020, was to invest in you and the mastermind program that you have. Do you want to take a minute and share that with our audience?
Sure.
If they're looking on how they can systematize and grow their business like Organize 365 did?
Well, totally. So, you know, I described you on our podcast as like a friend and also someone I would consider one of our great students. I mean, you and I met several years ago, and you're such a great learner and executor in your team, and you guys have grown. You're a product of the stuff you teach, and I love that. And what's the term you said? We help women get more organized so that they have more time to become the person they were meant to be, do the things mm-hmm. they love, right?
Yep.
Well, that is what our new company Brand Builders Group is all about, is helping people build and monetize their own personal brand. And so we work with authors, coaches, consultants, home organizers, fitness trainers, you know, small business owners, any entrepreneur, financial advisors, anyone who is a personal brand. And we teach them how to build and monetize their personal brand. And so you are, you know, one of our clients. We have a lot of very large, you know, celebrity clients, people that have been in movies and stuff. But most of our clients are beginning in their journey and they're just trying to explore, gosh, can I make a business out of my passion? And that's what we help people do. We help them find their uniqueness so they can exploit it in the service of others. And that was that quote is from a gentleman named Larry Wingate, who was somebody who advised me early in my career. He said, Rory, the goal is to find your uniqueness so you can exploit it in the service of others. Well, Brand Builders Group has developed a process to help personal brands figure out what is their uniqueness? What are you designed to do that nobody else can do? And how do you turn that into a business? And we do it for New York Times bestselling authors and people you see on TV. And then, you know, we do it for stay-at-home moms and direct salespeople. I mean, and so what happens is if you're on that journey of going, yeah, hey, I want to take my personal brand to the next level, or want to explore maybe is a personal brand possible for me. If you go to we have a special link for y'all set up. If you go to freebrandcall.com/organize365, freebrandcall.com/organize365, you can actually request a free call with one of our strategists on our team. And you can learn about the very same processes that Lisa and her team have gone through. And, you know, this is what we do now. So once you, just like you're saying, once you have multiplied time, once you have gotten organized, once you have installed systems, there's going to be margin to reinvest into making the world a better place. And so our new business, Brand Builders Group, is all about helping people figure out that and figuring out what that is and how to make money doing it.
Yeah. And the thing I love about it, so I'm usually over ready by the time I hire a coach. This is no exception in working with you. So I signed up for the VIP days and I always go for the highest level package. And how do I get a VIP day with Rory
the
and all the
experience.
And I did it all in 6 months, but my company was already an established growing company. And I used your company in a way in which I don't think you designed it to be used, but it was great for me. I used it to go through every stage of business again, quickly, to make sure we didn't have any holes in the business as we're getting ready for scale. And then also put the team members that were in those departments in those courses with me or those live calls with me so that they understood why I did what I did over the last 9 years, because I've grown all of this, bootstrapped all of this from my home office, and to explain to your team why we do everything that we do in online business. I mean, there is no roadmap for that. So that's how I used it, is I used it
there
to get
now.
My team up to speed on how I think and why I did what I did, and also find where all the holes were. And we shored all those up so that we are ready for the Today Show or Good Morning America or whatever it is. We are ready. And that's what I wanted to be going into 2021. I wanted to have our website done, everything ready to go so that we are ready and available for any and all opportunities that come our way.
I love it. Well, yeah. So again, if you go to freebrandcall.com/organize365, you know, you can check that out. And, you know, Lisa, just thanks for pouring into people, and you give away so much value, and the stuff you teach works. And you're just such a great example of practicing what you preach and teaching what you know and serving the person. We always say at Brand Builders Group, you're most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. And
yes.
Talking about you overcoming your personal story and how you got control of your life back. Mm-hmm. You're just the perfect example of a personal brand that's helping so many people that was birthed out of a problem you were personally experiencing. And so thanks for having me, and I look forward to staying in touch with y'all.
Yeah, Rory, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Have a great day. I know a lot of you are sitting on some extra time that you have created by doing the Sunday Basket and the 100 days and your workboxes, and you have all of the Organize 365 things going. And you often ask me, do I do business coaching? Can you hire me as a coach? Can you do a VIP day? And I am qualified to do those things, but I am focusing all of my efforts on Organize 365 and helping more female heads of household get the amount of time that you have found through the Organize 365 systems. So I'm purposely not going into the business consulting coaching space. Brand Builders is a great resource for those of you that are truly building a brand. You're building a company that probably will go beyond you. You'll have at least a couple of employees. I would say Brand Builders is going to be perfect for you if you have been in your business 2 to 3 years and you're really looking to put in some of those systems that are going to help you grow and scale. Once you have your idea, you know what you're doing, and you're ready to go on the road, I would definitely recommend scheduling one of those calls with the team over at Brand Builders and seeing if it's a good fit for you to go and do what you're uniquely created to do.